everybody. Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray. I'm Kim.
And I'm Kyle, and I spend 60% of my time on the toilet.
Kyle, what the fuck is this garbage plate? Are you eating that or are you passing?
Oh, man. If you are a resident of Rochester, New York, you might just want to stop listening to this podcast right now. We would understand. We forgive you.
Home fries covered in hot dogs and cheeseburger, all covered in mustard and fried onion. Did I get that right?
It, other than the onion, it sounds like a three-year-old's fantasy of all the things they like mashed together. I mean, it calling it a garbage pile is really
accurate.
Apt. And I'm I just don't understand why this is like a Rochester institution. Like, who decided that this is what we're going to do? And maybe it's a Rochester institution because everyone else that's heard of this was like, fuck that, I'm not doing that. And they're the only ones that keep the tradition alive.
I feel like maybe it was just, it sounds like, you know, when you only have like three things in your freezer or your fridge and you just throw them all together to try and eat something. That's what it sounds like. Like, it was really fucking snowy. Like, it was a blizzard in Rochester. And somebody, this is all they had.
It was like Groundhog Day, and the highways are shut down, and no food deliveries are coming in. Like a 1960s type problem.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love, they really human, like Manuel has been just a troll up until this episode, which I enjoy from a TV perspective. They humanized him a bit more. When he was talking about, like, I've been working since I was 13. I've always supported my family. I am actually really excited to get married to Ashley. I was like, no.
Stop. I'm not laughing right now. Come on.
I want to just, when Manuel is on my screen, all I want to do is laugh. All I want to do is see Manuel running off and then screaming at Ashley that he wants to watch the football and to stop Walla Walla because he's watching his team's on. That cracks me up.
I want to hear about his horror shits that he has and then bitching about how flights from Rochester to Miami are too expensive.
That was great. He's like, wait, $600? I thought you said they were $250. Isn't there anything cheaper? Like, clearly this person, he's just like, he admits he hasn't flown that much. And the guy's from Ecuador, but I think his hometown, he's from like interior near the rainforest of Ecuador. And I just feel like, yeah, I could see it being the money being like a shock, like how much things cost, because it's just so foreign to him that you would pay that much for certain things. But
well, if he can support his entire family on $100,
I don't think he can. I think he was pissed. It's like, yeah, it needs to be more than that, but
I don't know. He seemed totally cool with 100 after he made a big stink about it. You know what I mean? Maybe 300 is pushing to just get him some extra luxuries or something. But, you know, when we were talking about Manuel the last couple episodes, we were talking about a lot of this stuff. Like, you know, the show is editing him to look like a complete maniac, but this sending money home stuff is part of the deal. And he says that literally this episode. He says, if she buys this package, she buys the whole thing, including who I left behind. And we've seen this before. And I think, you know, he did a good job explaining this episode, something that we've been talking about with these friends who just look like complete assholes now, I think.
They were put up to this. I mean, they're not bad people.
They're, no, they're
the scripted. Production asked them to do this. Yeah.
They're scripted. Yeah.
Yeah.
So much Nikki and Igor this episode.
Oh, way too much.
So
no guinea pigs.
Much, dude.
I miss the guinea pigs this week so badly. Can't wait to see Clayton and the goats next week.
I did enjoy the wine tasting scene. for a couple reasons. Like, first of all, you have this poor, I assume this guy's Indian. His name's Rohit. I assume he's Indian. This poor dude working in Moldova in a winery. This guy didn't know what he was in for.
Please stop making out and licking each other in front of me.
He's never seen anything like this before. Like, no. Seven different ways. First of all, seven different wines. Have you ever had seven wines at a wine tasting?
I sure haven't, but I wouldn't say no.
That's Nikki amazing.
Says she's never been to a wine tasting before. I'm like, you live in the tri-state area. Like, what?
I know they have wine.
How
there?
Have you never been to a wine tasting? It's New York.
Do they have vineyards in New York?
No, but I just like it. It's a metropolitan area. Like, you've never been to a wine tasting? It's just a weird thing.
There's
to say,
wine but. Bars that, yeah. And then not only is it seven wines, but this dude is pouring half glasses for each. So essentially, like, he's got them drunk as fuck on at least like four full, like, to the brim. I think they both drank at least a bottle of wine each.
Yeah. Oh, at least.
Just with the tasting alone.
I mean, they looked like they needed a relief band the next day. They were very hungover and nauseous.
Oh, man.
One thing's for sure. Manuel's diarrhea is worse after the garbage plate. Absolutely. Yeah. And if you want to make Manuel happy, take him to Lake Ontario. He loved it. I've never seen the man so happy as when he went to the lake. It was great.
I've never been to northern New York. Or I've actually never seen any of the great...
Upstate New York? I think we call it upstate New York.
We have to edit that out. That's horrible. That's like way worse than me saying Marsala. No, you don't need to write it down. I need to own that. Jesus Christ. I don't know what I was thinking.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long week, guys. I guess what I was saying is I've never seen a Great Lake. So my question was...
Oh, really?
No.
The Great Lakes are awesome.
I've never even been to Chicago. How many months out of the year can you go and swim in Lake Ontario?
Lake Ontario is notoriously like cold.
Yeah, so, like one month, like one day in August, maybe.
Even in August, it's freezing. But yeah. I mean, yeah, you can swim in it. I mean, you could see Ashley was like cold.
Yeah.
But I just think it was funny. Manuel thought it was the ocean. He was like, it's Agua Dulce? He's like, what? She's like, yeah, this is like one of the Great Lakes. So I don't know. I mean, Lake Erie, you can swim three months out of the year, but I don't know about the others. So
yeah.
What'd you think about the new couple? Sam and is it Chitra or Citra?
I think Citra is at least the way he pronounces it. I think this is gonna be a fucking dumpster fire.
Oof, me too. And you know why we know why they waited until episode 9 to showcase this couple, because they have to get married within 2 weeks of her arrival and her dad's coming. So we only have 2 weeks of footage.
I don't know if it's because he's Muslim, but he's like, I'll kill you.
I think he tried to make it out to be the police officer thing. We need to see more of Sam's dad in the aliens. Like, some production assistant, please interview the dad about the aliens. Like,
just let him talk. Just let him go.
Yes.
No restrict. Just film.
Ask him about the UFOs and then shut up and leave the camera rolling for hours. Just see what happens. There was another cast member that was really into aliens. Was it Squem Mike of Mike and Natalie?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, and he didn't talk about it enough. They've already made this mistake.
You know, one of my favorite things, I love it when guys are like, because this is almost always dudes. I love it when dudes are like, you know what? religion's just a bunch of made up stuff. I don't get it. It's just a bunch of bullshit. So I'm an atheist. Yeah, I totally believe in UFOs visiting us and they're going to kidnap me and take me to the moon. Like, what? Why wouldn't you believe that, you fucking sheeple? I love it. These guys are great.
When Sam says his dad is waiting for the aliens to come get him.
Yeah.
Where does he think they're taking him?
To their magical intergalactic space orgy ship. I don't fucking know.
Like where is he going? And why do they need him? You know? Does he have like a specific skill that they're lacking? Like, is he a welder, a space welder? Like, what's going on?
God, I have a would you rather, but I guess we have to save it until we meet his dad. The would you rather is going to be Uncle Bo or Sam's dad. Like, is your father now?
I forgot about Uncle Bo. You know that they like, yeah, they cut Uncle Bo out because he's problematic. Because
he's extremely problematic.
I forgot about him, though. He was like, when we didn't know anything about Uncle Bo and he just lived in the barn with no teeth and his like American flag bandana. Yeah. That was great content. That was COVID times. And that shit was fucking hilarious.
Kim, has there ever been someone on this show with an American flag bandana and no teeth that lives in the swamp or the woods that's turned out to be just like totally chill, awesome dude? Do you remember the guy on the farm when Angela was looking for a wedding venue? Yes. And that dude ended up killing a guy and he's in prison forever.
And you like mocked his accent like 15 times. That motherfucker's a murderer.
See, Love After Lockup, basically every character. Sam, so the way that we talk about Sam, I think, is going to be heavily influenced by what we've seen on Love After Lockup. I have a lot of empathy for the guy.
Me too. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Gift giving with my family can be drama sometimes during the holidays. My husband and I are adamant that we don't want any gifts because we try to be minimalistic and we don't like stuff just cluttering up our house. But of course, our parents want to buy our kids all these gifts, and I'm always advocating for everyone to donate gifts instead. But this time of year really does make me think about, how do I give to myself? The holidays are a great time to do that. So whether it's by starting therapy or treating yourself either to a day of rest or maybe just a long walk while listening to this podcast, remember to give yourself some love this holiday season. My experience with therapy has been that when I'm feeling anxious, especially during like the holiday season when there's just a lot going on, I know that I have that time slotted to talk through everything that's going on in my life, my worries, my frustrations, you know, things that my family is making me angry about. I'm better able to take care of the people in my life and better able to give back to myself by allowing myself that time to do therapy. It's also really helpful for learning coping skills and how to set boundaries. It really feels like I can be the best version of myself with therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. In this season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/craycray today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/craycray. And thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's get into this episode. Who do you want to talk about first?
You want to talk about Beach House Rob? Taking her bowling. Just one romantic date after the other.
I mean, this is basically an offshoot of Dave and Buster's, is it not?
It's the same spirit. It's still
game related.
Yeah. Do you know how much bowling costs now, Kim?
It's expensive.
It's crazy.
Why is that?
Consolidation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My husband likes to bowl, but I do not. He's actually, he likes to bowl on Sundays a lot.
Until I moved to Wood, like, I don't know in the last 10 years if I've even seen a bowling alley that wasn't owned by, like, the same two fucking companies. So they just, they buy each other out, and then they double the prices and make the food shittier.
Hmm. This is the riveting content you're looking for about bowling economics. All right, moving on. So
thanks for your subscription. Thanks for your support. Thank you.
Kyle, do I need to dive into every detail? What? It just said she's going through my phone.
Blood's in the water and the sharks are here, okay? Nothing I do helps. I don't get it. Everything I do is wrong. I'm lost.
Way to play the fucking victim, Rob. Like, seriously. You...
He tried to shit talk to his bros. And he's a fucking idiot.
He immediately on Sophie's side when she's like,
instantaneously.
Yeah, did he tell you what he did? And they're like, no. She's like, he was sending dick pics to girls on Snapchat. And they're like,
do I need to dive into every detail of my cock pictures?
You left out a whole half the story, Rob. Yeah, I think that's not a detail.
You guys are like sharks in the water.
The sharks in the water was ridiculous. Like, these are your friends. These aren't even Sophie's friends or family. These are your bros, not hers. You're
sharks in the water, and I'm bleeding out my asshole.
Oh, man.
What a fucking dumbass.
He definitely left out some information. I was disappointed we didn't see Mother Sophie yet, but whatever.
So he's gonna shit talk about Sophie to his boys.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to know. Well, I don't know. Maybe in a normal scenario, the next day your boy wouldn't just be like, "What's up with that?" But because they're being fed lines from production, like, of course it's going to come up and you're going to be exposed as a moron.
This was well set up by production. I commend you.
It was, but it's so, like, it makes me laugh every time, like, a mid-20s man confronts someone that he doesn't know anything about. So what's up with you looking at the phone? Like, nobody fucking does that. Nobody does that.
They, like, barely know her.
No. So stupid.
Why are you going through his phone?
Like, Rob can't defend him. Like, can't, like, deal with shit himself, which he probably can't. But
he was sexting girls from Snapchat and getting naked pics from them. He like looks so disappointed. Tyritus. He's just like turns his head immediately to look at Rob like, excuse me? It was great.
I'm lost.
So that's it. No, I thought it was really petty in the beginning when Sophie was trying to talk about how she's competitive and she loves to do things like bowling and play games and sports because she always beats Rob at these things, which I totally believe. And Rob, like, this is just like a jokey thing that couples do. And Rob takes it 1,000% seriously.
I know.
No, I'm a better bowler than you, Sophie. I'm a better bowler than you.
Like, Rob, dude, definitely, down. Rob for sure cried when he lost a Monopoly when he was a kid. Threw the board, flipped the table. Rob is a table flipper.
Well, I love that they like totally trolled him, and they only showed Sophie Sophie gets like almost a strike, or gets like a spare, and Rob gets like two pins. I don't even know what that's called in bowling, but I just love that he may have gotten a strike every single time except that one, but that's the one production showed. Production hates this guy.
Sophie calls her friend Maya. This scene was really boring. She just explains what's happening, and her friend tells her, you cannot trust him. You're not going to be happy at your wedding. And pretty much the only retort that she has is, yeah, I know, but he booked a beach house. Just, oh my fucking God.
I told you this beach house was going to come back. Not worth it. Kyle, you forgot a very important part of bowling.
He booked an Airbnb.
Where Rob is like, tries to mimic her accent. And he does a Kyle doing John Walters. I was like,
I was shook. He tries to make fun of her accent and says, or, which, no, that's not what people say there. Like, that's the joke.
That's so Kyle's Australian, South African, English, Western, sometimes Superman Scottish accent. You literally say it in the context of, oi, I want a Foster's.
Oi! It was very upsetting.
I did a double take and had to rewind immediately. It was like, oh, I was shook.
I feel like a lawsuit is pending now.
Out of order, but I had to mention the oi. Yeah, that was a big nothing burger. I just noticed, though, in that scene that it looked like Rob has a stationary bike in the courtyard. And yeah. I just wonder, does that stay out there, rain or shine? I mean, I know it doesn't rain a lot, but...
It absolutely does.
Okay, that's weird, but whatever. Then we talk about ring shopping. Just wedding bands, Kyle, doesn't need to be fancy.
Yeah, yeah. And she is freaking the fuck out about telling him that she's bi, which... I suppose if you don't know Rob, seems puzzling that this would be a big deal. I don't know if what they showed on the episode, I thought could have been fraud, where they made him look like the gears were turning and he was upset. And at first I thought, they're just fucking preview. They're just trying to fuck with us. But then the preview, he's like genuinely upset about this.
Oh, yeah. He's mad. He just assumes that she's going to go fuck a bunch of women.
Right. I think that I don't think he cares that she's bi as much as now there's twice as many humans on the planet that she's going to have affairs with, basically. Yeah.
And he even says, like, in the preview, like, if you're going to go, like, I'm going to go fuck somebody else if you do. Like, that is not, that should not
how
be.
How did we get here?
There? Yeah. I don't think that's, she's like having an anxiety attack about telling him too, which I understand why, but maybe rethink your choice of partner if you're scared to talk to them.
If you're that deep, if you have this like a deep seated terror of telling your boyfriend about a core part of who you are, that's a horrifying relationship.
Yeah. Ugh, God. Continue to just like, Rob's the worst. Rose gold. Well, try not to spend a bunch of money. Well, how much is a bunch of money? Don't worry about it. How much is a bunch of
money?
Or, yeah, and he says, don't
spend my
it.
Money.
She's like 5,000. He's like, if I thought,
yeah,
I had that kind of money.
I mean, honestly, like divide by 20, Sophie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're probably getting the Amazon $2 ring that Brandon gave to Mary.
Right.
Let's face it. Ugh. Anything else about these two?
No, you want to talk about our new couple?
Yeah, I do.
Whew.
This is, wait, what? His name's Sam. Sam and Citra.
Sam and Citra. He's 30 from Cameron, Missouri.
Missouri.
Yeah.
Citra's from West Java, Indonesia. Hopefully better than the last cast member from Indonesia we had on this show many moons ago.
Yeah.
Lest we not name her.
Voldemort.
This dude is sleeping in his car. This is some Love After Lockup shit. And like, yeah. I just, please explain to me how you sponsor a K-1 visa if you live in your car. I guess he lives with his dad, but he sleeps in his car.
He sleeps in his car. He says he's sleeping in his car because he just doesn't want to commute.
That's right. He's doing double shifts. So he's taking a cat nap in his car.
Basically, he's taking, 8-hour naps in his car. And presumably there's facilities at work where he can, you know, do basic hygiene. And he's just working his ass off.
He went into like a McDonald's bathroom and was like doing a bird I don't know. Bath.
Yeah, I don't know. But he's basically what he describes as a dock worker because he has very few options. As we said in the intro, no idea what the context for that is. Like, okay, he had a drug problem from 15 to 22, but was he in jail? Has he just never been employed before? And he has nothing on his resume. Did he graduate from high school? Does he have a GED? We just don't know any of these things at all. And then we get the backstory, which he was addicted to opioids. He's never really had a real relationship. It's been hard to keep a job. So I guess he has had jobs. Maybe his employment record is just a dumpster fire and he has no references really. And so he kind of feels like he's starting from nothing.
Yeah, I was confused when he said, like, it's hard to keep a job when you're sick every other day. I wasn't sure if he was referencing, like, during his addiction or since he has, you know, gotten sober, which he said he got clean when he was 22, which I think that's super commendable. I mean, there's some people that can never get clean. Like, he was young. Like, that's pretty incredible. That takes a lot. So good for him. But, yeah, I was also confused about his employment history. Doesn't really go into it. We also don't know if he's been in jail,
right?
Which would obviously impact employment a lot. But
other than he has former addiction issues, really the only thing we know about why he likes Citra is she has a big butt. That's kind of it.
The trolling of the music that they play when they showcase her butt is freaking hilarious. They're like, boom, boom, bastic. It's like, bada, bada, big, big, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
I'm sound clipping that right now.
That is the music they play when they showcase her butt. I had to rewind it. I was like, what is this? It's absurd.
Oh, I'm writing that down. I'm writing the time down so I can make a clip of that.
I dream about slapping it. All right, there you go. Did you just text it to me?
I just couldn't have anywhere else to write it down.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So I thought you already did the sound clip. You like sent me a clip already. I was like, no. Damn, that was fast. I was so excited to make fun of this dude. He looks very young. But now with this opioid addiction, this is rough.
Yeah, it's bad. His jaw even looks like really fucked up. I don't know if something happened other than drugs. You mean even the way that he talks, he has developed a way of talking and smiling that makes it so he doesn't show his teeth, which is always a sign of just like neglect of that whole. So it's just sad. It sucks. Like I don't want to make fun of him for that. I mean, like you said, he got out of it. 7 years is a long time, but he was so young. We have no idea what his
kid
like. I'm curious to see what his like life is like with his dad. How, I don't know. I mean, anyone can fall into opioid addiction, no matter what your socioeconomic status is or anything. But I'm curious if mom's not around, dad's working his ass off and just wasn't around to help him through recovery. And it just went crazy.
Yeah. We know that his mom was super religious. He said he was raised by his mom, but she was like super duper Christian. And his dad does the atheist slash alien thing, but it's unclear what happened there.
Yeah.
Like, did his mom kick him out?
Right.
That's sad too.
For being an addict. Yeah. So then we learn, so yes, his dad is an atheist alien conspiracy theory guy, which is very exciting.
It's amazing.
It's very exciting.
More UFOs, more aliens, more dad.
And now we get to the part that
it's going to be a problem where Sam says he's an atheist, but he has to convert to Islam, and he has to convert Kyle before they get married. And they're getting married 2 weeks after she moves there, and she's getting there in a few days. I'm like, dude, time's up. If you were going to convert, you had to have already done it by now. I don't think they like give you a drive-through conversion option like to Islam.
This kid knows absolutely nothing about what he's getting himself into.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all. And I'm sure that the dad is going to be like a perfectly sweet and soft-spoken but firm type of guy. But just the fact that he's like, I don't know if it's because he's Muslim, but I think he's going to kill me. Oh, man.
Yeah. I was like, I would think it would be because he's like a police officer, because they were trying to make a play on the whole, well, her dad's a cop and I have a bad past in drugs. And right. I mean, yeah.
It's much worse than that, it seems like.
It sounds like dad's just there to be on sex patrol, you know? Are they all staying with alien dad? Because that's going to be great.
I know. Is alien dad going to be best friends with Muslim cop dad?
That would be amazing. I smell a
sitcom coming.
That would actually, I'm down for that. That sounds fun. Let's do that. Yes. So, yeah, dad's coming just to be the chaperone.
He prays five times a day toward Mecca, and he shoots signal flares to aliens. I don't know. It writes itself. Come back to me in a couple days. I'll be ready.
This is going to be a fun one to watch, though. Like, again, there has to be, like, no content here because it's episode 9, folks. We are just meeting these people. And they have T-minus 14 days to convert to Islam and get married. Citra seems cool. She's gorgeous.
It's either going to end immediately or... Or there's going to be literally no drama that happens, and this is going to be like a season 2 couple that are real.
Yeah, like Devin and Nick.
Or, I mean, I still am not completely sure who the couple that breaks up is.
Kind of. You think there's a couple that breaks up?
Usually when they introduce someone on episode 9, it's because another couple is over.
You're right.
It could be. Nikki and Igor, maybe? I don't know.
I hope so. Although we got so much of them this week, it seems unlikely. This seems like a real couple, too, because they met in person after 2 years of talking, and they've been dating for 3 years. And he even says they talked for a full year before they really opened up to each other. So, I mean, this has been a long relationship. And he went there.
Did you notice that when he went, the pictures they showed of him in Indonesia, he didn't have the neck tattoo. And
I didn't notice that.
In all the ITMs, he has this huge neck tattoo. And so it was funny to me because I noticed that because he was talking right when I noticed that he was talking about how he didn't have money for a ring. So he says he doesn't have money for a ring, but he's getting neck tattoos. This guy is just making really good choices all the time. I think that his the addiction is part and parcel of a larger problem that this guy, I think, was probably just not prepared for adulthood. And he just makes terrible choices.
Well, we know that, like, we know from covering Lockup for so many years that, you know, if you're if you become an addict at 15,
you just pause your development.
You're emotionally stunted. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that sucks.
So the 15-year-old white boy with neck tattoos who's about to convert to Islam. It's going to be great.
We'll see how it goes.
This podcast is sponsored by Relief Band. I grew up going on fishing expeditions with my dad, and let me tell you, it was not a pretty sight. I struggled with nausea and seasickness, motion sickness forever. I can't count how many times I've barfed in my mom's car on the way to school. It sucks. When it comes to nausea and dealing with this type of thing, you got to get Relief Band, the number one anti-nausea wristband that quickly relieves and effectively prevents nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers. I know about that. Morning sickness. You know about that. Chemotherapy and so much more. I use my Relief Band whenever I feel nauseous. It looks like any other wrist wearable, and it's super effective. Relief Band is natural, fast-acting, and will last as long as you need it. It's 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, and has zero side effects. Relief Band has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and over 100,000 satisfied customers, so they are a brand you can trust. Plus, Relief Band both treats and prevents nausea, so you can help avoid nausea from becoming a problem in the first place. And Relief Band makes a great gift for the nausea sufferer in your life. I got one for Kim when she was pregnant.
Yes, you did. And honestly, y'all, this is legit. Like, I wore it. There's nothing worse than having morning sickness and having to, like, run out of a meeting of your office. It's so embarrassing. I would wear this thing to work. I mean, it looks like a Fitbit. Like, people don't know what it is. It just fits on your wrist and it works. It's fascinating. It works. And my husband uses it. He gets motions. He gets car sick. So if we go on a long trip, he'll wear it in the car. And it's great.
Right now, Relief Band is running their 12 Days of Relief sale. So head over to reliefband.com for new discounts every day through December 12th. That's R-E-L-I-E-F-B-A-N-D, reliefband.com for new discounts every day through December 12th. Thank you to Relief Band for sponsoring this podcast. How many times have I talked about sleep on this freaking podcast? It's endless. I've got machines. I've got wearables. But still not great over here, guys. I found a natural product, though, the other day that helps solve some of those problems. And it's called Soul. I work long hours. I got a day job. I do this freaking podcast for like 10 hours a week watching trash. And not only that, I have a kid. So powering through all that shit makes it hard to wind down for me. And turning my brain off can sometimes seem completely impossible, which is why I'm so happy that our podcast is sponsored by Soul. Soul was founded 4 years ago by a brother and sister duo, Mike and Angie Lee. Mike is a former world-ranked professional boxer, and Angie's an author and professional speaker who have the desire to create natural alternatives to medicine that tackle problems they deal with themselves, like sleeplessness, anxiety, focus, and pain. I am completely obsessed with Soul's best-selling sleep aid, Sleepy. It's helped over 6,000 people fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and wake up feeling refreshed, myself included. I used to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning every day and go to the bathroom and then just sit there wide awake, thinking crazy thoughts. It also doesn't taste like Uncle Joe's weird brownies. It tastes amazing. Plus, it comes in three different varieties, blueberry lemonade, raspberry lemonade, and honey chamomile. So you can finally enjoy sleep that tastes much better than any other product you've choked down in the name of health. Soul makes more than just sleep products, whether you're looking for stress relief, enhanced focus, or pain relief, or they have lots of stuff even without CBD. Sol is setting a new standard in CBD products. Every batch has undergone multiple rounds of stringent third-party lab tests to ensure their products have an accurate dosage, plus no heavy metals, pesticides, or harmful bacteria, which is a huge deal in this industry. Not sure what Sol product is right for you? They have a quiz that guides you to the right choice based on your CBD experience level, age, and what issues you're actually trying to solve. And Sol is grown right here in the USA, organically farmed and gluten-free. So it's time to get the sleep you deserve. Head to getsoul.com/craycray and use code craycray to get 20% off your order. That's 20% off your order using code craycray. One last time, getsoul.com/craycray, code craycray for 20% off.
Moving on to Devin and Nick.
Let out your piggy.
Nick is just like not getting the memo.
No.
Nick, don't say it.
It's bad.
I do think it's hilarious that the county that they live in is called White County.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the fucking statue isn't even of like a general.
I know.
Or the president. No, it's just of a guy. And it even says Confederate States of America.
Oof.
It's pretty bad. I mean, Nick's reaction is...
He was like, oh.
It's funny. It's like Nick's reaction to that statue is probably what 99.99% of the entire world would feel.
Yeah.
Unless you lived in... like the South. And he puts it in very simple and relatable terms. Oh, says, so that guy wanted
slavery.
He really wanted to enslave people. Okay. Interesting. Then he starts being worried about racism. I wonder why.
Poor Nick. Oh. Yeah, I mean, the walk around the town, like, could they have not filmed this on a Monday when there was at least some activity? Like, it's Sunday afternoon. It's dead. There's nobody. None of the businesses are open.
No.
He's like, it's really dead. She's like, yeah, things close on Sundays. But, you know, they stayed in Memphis on Saturday night because such a long drive. It's 2-hour drive. It's a 2-hour drive.
It's only 2 hours. I get they were exhausted, but yeah. Devin even says in her ITM, I mean, she all but says that Cersei is full of racist hillbillies.
Well,
I mean, she doesn't say it directly, but she says it.
Because she's traveled a lot. Yeah, she says specifically, oh, there's a lot of people here who have lived here, never leave, and then die here. And they're not as tolerant.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Nick says this is different than the image he had of America, but I cannot imagine. Like, he did not expect New York City. Like, he knew it was rural, right?
Did they not, like, did they not have HBO in South Korea? Y'all not seen True Detective? Come on.
Have you seen Ozark?
Like, yeah.
Like, come on.
Breaking Bad? That's like half our, that's like easily 80% of the landmass of this country. It's like those three things.
You almost said half. I was like 80 or 90%. I mean, yeah. Like, yeah, it's a lot.
No Country for Old Men. I mean, come on. What are you guys watching?
I thought it was cool. Devin had done like she shows Nick that graffiti art that she had done a long time ago, and he was surprised. Yeah, it was cool. I'm like, kind of surprised about that too. How do we get to the fish fry? This is where things go downhill. Nick is so polite and like gets in so good with her family. By the way, Devin lives with her sisters, plural, and brother. And her parents, like all of these adult children are still living in their parents' home.
That's why you have a giant ass house.
Yeah. That house did look nice. It looked big.
It looks big. Yeah. That would be doing the
Don't even talk about real estate prices. We don't need Moving to be depressed on. Today, okay? But yeah. So Nick, you're the first Korean man I've ever met. What do you think about Americans?
Producer checking that box on their notepad. Thank you very much.
Greasy food and being fat. Oh.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, my.
Oh, my stars.
He laughs like, he's like, what? I'm just being honest. That's what people think.
Just being honest. And he's like, well, no offense. I mean, I don't think that. Yeah, you do. What are you talking about?
He laughed when he said it.
Yeah, Devin always is lazy, getting fast food for lunch. No wonder you're a piggy.
Then pats her stomach. I was like, ooh, no good. This is no good.
This is beyond this is way beyond just like a cultural thing now.
Yeah, this was not way great. Beyond.
This is willful ignorance, and I still am not completely sure if it's like mean-spirited, but it's definitely it's definitely disrespectful now. It's beyond. And it's disrespectful because Devin has apparently told him so many times that this is not cool that she gave up. So that tells you a little bit about her self-esteem. That's really sad.
Well, and her mom says that she like kind of keeps her feelings inside too. I got really sad when I saw her trying on the wedding dresses the next time on.
Yeah.
And she's like breaking down. She doesn't want her arms out. She does not feel good. And I mean, her mom says in this episode, it's already hard enough for women. Like, she understands that like the cultures are different, but weight is this big issue in the United States and it's affecting Devin, and she knows her daughter too. Yeah. And this just, it's rough.
Do you remember, Kyle? Do you remember like the first week of this season, he was on Instagram saying, you're all just upset because you're all fat. Like this is not getting better.
He's not learned anything at all.
If the guy hasn't left Searcy, Arkansas, I mean, I guess maybe I could understand why he would think that, but I don't know.
Oh, this is bad.
This is not good.
Praying for you, man. This is not going to get better for you.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. Ooh. All right, let's talk our faves. Ashley and Manuel. Man, this was half funny, and then he got serious on me. I do not appreciate it. He even said he really genuinely loves Ashley and he can't wait to marry her. I'm like, wait a minute.
Hold the phone.
Can we please go back to diarrhea talk and shut up? I'm watching football. I don't know. I don't know about this like lake scene.
Garbage plate, diarrhea, time bombs. I miss ceviche.
He's like, I want ceviche and things with rice. I want ceviche.
I love ceviche. I'm going to be eating ceviche in a couple weeks in Mexico. So I get it. There's just something. I mean, I guess you're like an American, like, I can't eat American food. It gives me diarrhea. Give me ceviche. Just fucking hysterical to me.
Yeah, I know. Because it's like, that's like a fancy food for us. But yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
What else? So we start all right, so out.
He's a baby who runs away.
He run offed.
Everyone's baffled except Ashley, who has seen this like three times already.
Yeah.
They really hate him.
They do. I mean, look, I mean, he's right. He's like, look, I'll talk to you about the financial situation, but I don't want to talk to your friends or your mom or your sister about sending money to my family because they're just giving me shit about it. And I totally get that. The problem here is that they did not discuss this before they decided to get married. You know what I mean?
Well, there's lots of problems with how Manuel is handling this. First of all, he runs away. Not great. Yeah. Second, stop talking to me. I'm watching soccer.
That was fantastic stuff. Yeah.
That's great. And then third, like, okay, I totally get. It's bizarre the way that she keeps bringing up personal shit in front of her friends in English, sometimes with him, most of the time with him right there. It's terrible. We talked about this last week. It's not a good look, but I kind of got the vibe that he doesn't want. I think Ashley's partially right when she's concerned that he doesn't want her friends to be a part of even like her life at all. I kind of got the vibe that he was trying to separate and isolate her.
Hmm. Okay. I could see that. I don't know. I feel like I have a different perspective on Manuel now that he like was happy once at the lake.
one fine day on Lake Ontario.
It's like, oh, he was nice once. So is he really bad? No, you're right. Yeah, he at the end of the day, the financial conversations are gonna end up being part of your spouse's like family conversation too, especially if it's sending money home. I mean, the original was like, is it Melanie and DeVar? That was like their entire storyline. Remember her sisters and her mom? They all looked the same. They all had the same haircut, like the Deb haircut.
Exactly the same.
And they were like, that was like all season. It was, oh, are you going to send money home to your family? That's what this
De
reminds
Niro
me of.
Americano.
Yes, Karen. But I felt for him when he was like in his ITM, he was going on about it's really hard to have these conversations with these random people who have never struggled. They've always had enough. I've been working since I was 13. I was born in my heart to support my family. That's what I'm used to. That's what I have to do. This is not a choice. I was like, oh, God. Yeah, I'm with you, dude. And then he's like, I'm watching soccer. Fuck off. Walla walla. No.
Fuck off. I never want to talk to your friends or family ever again. Leave me the fuck alone.
And Ashley wants him to apologize. He's like, nope.
Not going to do that. Okay, fine. I guess you don't have to apologize. Let's have sex. And then we're going to eat garbage plates.
That'll help your diarrhea, Manuel. Like, yeah, I don't think so.
But it's 47 days in now, Kim.
Oh my gosh, really? They still haven't figured out this sending money home thing?
No.
Like, the one thing that I will fault Manuel for is, like, you have to tell her how much you expect to send home, at least at a baseline. Like, I know it's, you know, kids have different expenses, but it's also suspect that she's never even met these kids. She never even talked to them on the phone. And yet he's like, they're the most important thing to me. No, you can't meet them.
That's so fucking weird. Yeah.
So the reason that they get the garbage plate, though, Kyle, is to wedding planning. What? What better metaphor for for this marriage than garbage plate?
Let's share a plate of garbage while we talk about how expensive flights to Miami are, or Fort Lauderdale, or whatever.
$250 sounds cheap to me.
That's fairly cheap. And if he thinks that that flight is expensive, wait till he really gets his head around how much a destination wedding is going to cost.
Yeah, in West Palm Beach, I was like, he says, again, this is something that Ashley just like unilaterally decided, because he's like, I don't want to go to Florida and have this wedding. It's like too much money. And, you know, in Ecuador, we'd spend $1,000 to $2,000. We'd have a huge party with 100 people and that's it. But she wants to spend all this money. What did you think about Ashley saying, like, yeah, it's not fair to me that I don't get the wedding that I want just because he has a family to support?
It's absurd.
Yeah.
It's
I couldn't even
really
say it with a straight face.
It's really, really stupid that you're marrying someone that has kids that rely on him and you're whining that you can't get the wedding. If she wanted the wedding of her dreams, she can't marry a guy that has nothing.
Yeah.
And that needs to support his family. It's just so fucking stupid, dude. So bad. I deserve the wedding of my dreams. Like,
yeah.
We've gone too far in the feeling yourself direction, you know? That's what this is.
They agree to send $100 to everyone, his family.
Not everyone deserves their dreams, you know?
No,
I'm just going to say it. True. Just like we say all the time, no, not everyone deserves love, actually, if you think about it.
Hello, lovely listeners. Are you super bummed that this podcast is just about over? Do you want to hear Kyle and I talk about 90 Day Fiancé the other way and other reality TV? Or maybe you just hate ads? If you want to listen to Kyle and I talk about other shows in the 90 Day franchise, and occasionally other reality TV for even more hours every week, sign up for our premium podcast feed, either via Patreon or with our 30-second sign-up on Supercast. It's only $5 a month, so about the cost of a Starbucks, and it's extremely easy to sign up for and add to the podcast app of your choice, especially with Supercast. You'll get an extended version of this podcast weekly, about 1.5 to 2 hours long, where we discuss all the couples and 90 Day gossip with no ads, and our B-Sides episode, which drops on Wednesday, where we discuss more 90 Day Gossip, any other 90 Day shows that are currently airing. Currently, that's 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way, or Toe, Season 5, and The Family Chantel, Final Season. And we occasionally chime in on Plathville, Gold Bachelor, some other stuff that's going on in reality TV. You'll also get full access to our complete archive podcast catalog. So what are you waiting for? Treat yourself. Visit realitycraycray.com to sign up now. That's realitycraycray.com.
Kyle, any last final thoughts on the episode?
I am very excited for tomorrow because the Other Way tell-all is starting.
Three-part tell-all extravaganza!
If you are not a Patreon or Supercast subscriber, you can go to realitycraycray.com, sign up for $5. We have been covering The Other Way on our premium podcast feed. It is really fun.
I'm excited for this tell-all. I know we say that every tell-all and we get all pumped, like, oh, this one's finally going to be good. But I think it might actually be good. It looks fun.
It looks absurd.
Yeah, we'll see.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys, for listening. If you are a Patreon subscriber, we have a new sponsor. If you want to use their code, you can go to reliefbands.com and use code CrayCray to get a discount, even though you didn't have to listen to the ad.
Yeah, and I don't know. Bring me back some guinea pigs next week. I missed them. Hopefully the appearance of Citra and Sam means that Igor and Nikki are wrapping up. We'll see.
Let's pray.
Let's pray. Yeah, let's go do that.
Let's pray to atheist alien God.
I'm just going to go outside now since this podcast is done. I'm going to wait for the aliens to come pick me up. So
I'm in Idaho. I just have to look up and something's going to happen. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.